بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبدا لهم سيئات ما كسبوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون.
Verse number 48. The evils of the idolatry and sins that they committed will appear to them, and the punishment that they were warned of in the world, which they mocked at, will surround them.
فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 49. When a disbelieving man is afflicted by sickness, poverty, etc., he calls out to me to remove his affliction. Then, when I bless him with health or wealth, the disbeliever says, Allah has only given me this because he knows that I deserve it. Actually, it is a test and a means of luring him to his destruction. But most disbelievers do not know this, and they are deceived by blessings Allah gives them.
قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Verse number 50. This statement was made by the disbelievers before them, but the wealth and status they earned was of no use to them at all.
فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ.
Verse number 51. The recompense for the evils of idolatry and sins that they committed caught up with them. Those who wronged themselves by idolatry and sins, from these who are present, will also be caught up by the recompense for the evils of what they committed, just like those in the past. They will not escape from Allah, nor defeat Him.
أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 52. Do these idolaters say this and not know that Allah expands the provision for whoever He wills as a test for Him? Is He grateful or ungrateful? And He narrows it for whoever He wills as a test for Him. Is He patient or does He become angry with Allah's decree? In what has been mentioned about the expansion and narrowing of provision, there are indications of Allah's planning for a people who believe, because they are the ones who benefit from such indications. The disbelievers, on the other hand, pass by them without paying any attention to them.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 53. Say, O Messenger, to my servants, who have gone beyond the limit against themselves by ascribing partners to Allah and committing sins, do not lose hope of Allah's mercy and of His forgiveness for your sins. Allah forgives all the sins of those who repent to Him. He is forgiving towards the sins of those who repent and the merciful towards them.
إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون.
Verse number 54. Return to your Lord by repentance and righteous actions and submit to Him, before the punishment comes to you on the day of resurrection. Then, you will not find anyone from your idols and families to help you by rescuing you from the punishment.
واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Verse number 55. Follow the Quran, which is the best of what your Lord has revealed to His Messenger. Act on its instructions and avoid its prohibitions before the punishment comes to you suddenly, while you are unaware of it, so as to prepare for it by repentance. Verse number 56. Act now to avoid the soul's extreme regret when it will declare on the day of resurrection, "Alas, my grief over my negligence in my duty to Allah, by the disbelief and sins committed, and the mocking of the people of faith and obedience in the world." Beneficial points. 1. The disbeliever calls on Allah in times of distress, but forgets Him in times of prosperity. 2. For the disbelievers, blessings are a means of gradually luring them into further destruction. 3. Allah's mercy is vast for His creation. 4. Regret that is of benefit is that which is in the world and which is followed by sincere repentance.
أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين.
Verse number 57. Or it will attempt to justify itself through the argument of faith and say, "If Allah had guided me, I would have been one of those who are mindful of Him by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions."
أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين.
Verse number 58. Or it will say, when it will see the punishment, wishing, "If only I could return to the world and repent to Allah and be one of those who do good deeds."
بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 59. The reality is different to what you are now asserting by wishing for guidance. My signs came to you, and you denied them. Being arrogant, you are one of those who rejected, disbelieving in Allah, His signs and His messengers.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ.
Verse number 60. On the day of resurrection, you will see those who told lies about Allah by attributing a partner and a son to Him, their faces blackened as a sign of their wretchedness. Is there not a place in hell for those who are too proud to have faith in Allah and His messengers? Indeed, there is a place for them in it.
وَيُنَجِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Verse number 61. Allah will save those who are mindful of their Lord by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions from the punishment by entering them into their place of success, which is paradise. The punishment will not touch them, nor will they grieve over the worldly pleasures they missed.
الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
Verse number 62. Allah is the creator of everything. There is no creator besides Him. He has charge over everything. He plans its affair and disposes of it as He wills.
له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون.
Verse number 63. To Him alone belongs the keys of the treasures of goodness in the heavens and the earth. He grants it to whoever He wills and withholds it from whoever He wills. Those who reject Allah's signs, they are the losers, as they are deprived of faith in the worldly life, and they will enter the fire to live there forever in the hereafter.
قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ.
Verse number 64. O Messenger, say to these idolaters, who entice you to worship their idols, do you instruct me, O you who are ignorant of your Lord, to worship other than Allah? None deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, so I will never worship other than Him.
وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Verse number 65. Allah had revealed to you, O Messenger, and to the messengers before you, if you worship others together with Allah, the reward of your good deeds will be void, and you will be of the losers in the world due to the loss of your religion and in the hereafter due to the punishment. Verse number 66. Rather, worship Allah alone and do not ascribe a partner to Him. Be of those who are grateful to Him for the favors that He has given you.
وَمَا قَدَرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 67. The idolaters did not show reverence to Allah as He deserves to be revered when they ascribed others of His weak and feeble creation as partners to Him. They were heedless of Allah's power, one of the manifestations of which is that the earth together with the mountains, trees, rivers, and oceans, in it will be in His grasp on the day of resurrection, and that the seven heavens will be folded up in His right hand. He is transcendent, pure, and above what the idolaters say and believe. Beneficial points. 1. Pride is a despicable and ominous quality that prevents a person from arriving at the truth. 2. The blackening of faces on the day of resurrection is a sign of the wretchedness of such people. 3. Ascribing partners to Allah destroys all righteous actions. 4. Allah, may He be glorified, on the day of judgment, will grasp the heavens and the earth with His right hand, in a manner which befits His majesty.